The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Jacksonville's morning news continues as we come up on 740.
No matter how much pressure they put on me, no matter what they say, I will not bear false witness against Donald Trump. I will not do what Michael Cohen has done and make up lies to ease the pressure on myself.
That was Wednesday on Fox's Tucker Carlson as Roger Stone was discussing the Mueller probe. And this morning, he is now facing 7 counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering, according to the special counsel's office. Fox's Rachel Sutherland continues our team coverage in Washington. Stone arrested here in Florida in Fort Lauderdale and apparently going to make a first court appearance a little bit later this morning, about 11.
That's exactly right. And this appeared to be a surprise to Stone. Obviously, there in darkness, this arrest was made as part of the Russia probe. And I've been reading the indictment, essentially charged with lying to the House Select Committee on Intelligence as they were investigating his connections with what they call Organization One, which is believed to be WikiLeaks. And some associates of Stone also named as Person 1 and Person 2. I find it interesting that Person 2 is indicated to be a radio host. So
in terms of the communication with WikiLeaks, I mean, how early does the indictment kind of lay out that may have started?
I think it's as far back as 2016 or 2015, but definitely 2016. And it doesn't really specify exactly what the communication was, but it did have to do with documents related to basically that email dump of the DNC. Now, this still, as far as my reading here, doesn't suggest collusion necessarily, but lying about contacts with WikiLeaks. It certainly doesn't look good, but we're going to find out more as more information comes out and more reaction comes out. So far, I don't think there's been any reaction from the White House.
Yeah, nothing on Twitter as well from President Trump. It's going to be a storyline that we'll certainly be following through the day today. And Washington insider Jamie Dupree is also digging into the indictment. You can follow along at Jamie Dupree on Twitter. As